This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And Ash is going to join us every week throughout football season as well on Wednesdays. We are going to be working towards Kevin Stefanski's press conference here. As soon as he steps to the podium, we'll throw it live to Berea. And press conferences on The Fan are brought to you by Montrose Kia. Choose, click, cruise at MontroseKia.com. I will say, I think I've entered the Baskin and Phelps era.
No, that's tiny print.
That's entirely too tiny of print.
It's tiny print for me to read.
Is that 10 feet away?
It's at least.
I'm not good with feet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not Rex Ryan. No,
Almost got it at the same time.
Yeah,
that's how she goes. Tarantino.
Now, it really is interesting. We've spent for so many years with the Browns with sincere expectations that we've just belittled any sort of analysis coming out of training camp. I mean, we tease about charting throws, and who was the dude from Minnesota last year? Was it Kohler?
Matt Kohler.
Matt Kohler, when he was like, they look unplayable on offense. We're like, what can you tell? They're not doing anything out there. He was right, by the way.
Couldn't have been more right.
But it's interesting. Like, this is a year where when we go to training camp, what you see actually really will matter this year. And we are, I mean, a four-way quarterback battle, this is real.
It's uncharted.
Practice is real again.
And it's uncharted territory, too. Like, that's the fun thing, is that I don't remember a four-quarterback battle ever. I don't know. I think not only the quarterbacks, but other parts of this team, like, there are guys vying for actual spots. Like, I was on one of the Odyssey gambling shows earlier today, and they're like, so from a betting perspective, this sounds ridiculous, but they're like, from a betting perspective, how in should people be with the Browns when it comes to preseason games? And I'm like, I think very in. Like, it's insane that you guys are betting preseason games this way, but he's like, no, like, a lot of people, they look for what teams are serious or not in the preseason. And I'm like, yeah, the Browns are going to be pretty serious in the preseason, because anybody not named Myles Garrett's going to have to be out there actually doing things.
So beyond the actual just performance of how the guys look, how does the offensive line look, are they healthy, I will say this, I need to see that all the whispers about, hey, it's not Camp Cupcake, I need to see that's true.
That would be nice.
Kevin, I really think, Kevin, I think this is the right time to redo how you've done things in a more firmer tone, simply because the ground beneath your feet could very quickly turn out to be quicksand if you start out, if you're not ready for week one. Let's not put a record on it, but if it's apparent amongst teams in the NFL early on, you're not ready. God, if you're not ready, you don't have a chance this season.
Yeah.
You have to come out firing week one. Even if you don't win every game, that's fine, but it's how you look. How competitive are you? How crisp is that defense?
Mm-hmm.
Is that offensive line all the way back, because it's early in the season, you're healthy, and you're back to the scheme that you've had success in? That I do think, like, and again, I think that starts with no more Camp Cupcake.
Well, I do think the difference here is going to be, it's going to be pretty large with how the media perception is as well. I remember I told you about, like, my Bears take where I thought, well, you know, last year everyone had the Bears in, like, the NFC title game and they got burnt on that one because Caleb wasn't very good. And so this year everyone's kind of correcting in the other direction. It's how it typically works in the media. I feel like last year everyone, for the most part, I don't want to say everyone. I guess like people like Zach Jackson said this offense wasn't very good. People like Matt Collar, who came on, said it wasn't very good. But most people, like Ashley herself, just said in the last segment we had her that she had him down for 11 wins before the season got underway. Mm-hmm. Like everyone gave the Browns, a lot of people that were there every day, gave the Browns and what they were seeing basically just the idea of, okay, we believe you.
Yeah, we crowned him.
We believe you. Yeah. You won with Joe Flacco.
I crowned them.
Yeah, you won with Joe Flacco. Like, we think this is actually doing something. Well, so you get burned, and now you're going to come back around. It's going to be harder to convince people like Ashley that really went to bat for this team last year that if they start to look good, that what she can see, she can believe. And I think that's going to be a harder uphill battle for Stefanski and company now.
So we'll get to the actual results later in the show. But I did some straw polling for over 30 media members on the Browns over-under being set at 5.5. But there was so much of what you just said there is I was the one thing that was mostly absent. I got a couple people talking about the quarterback room. But, you know, every time somebody chose the under, and I would ask, like, okay, why?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The number one thing was like, well, look at that quarterback room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been funny to listen to the general media overall normalize 41-year-old quarterback that hasn't been a consistently good starter in 8 years, a guy that was atrocious in Pittsburgh, and then a third-round pick and a fifth-round pick, both of which were late or mid, you know, third to fifth-round picks. To normalize it, that's just like, no, that's a salient plan at quarterback. I think that's where it's like, okay, I can kind of see the plan, but every time I then pivot back to quarterback, it's like, you can practice as much as you want. And I want no Camp Cupcake because I want to know Kevin has that in his arsenal and he can make that change for what a team needs.
At least for future seasons if he still ends up being here.
At the same
point. We need to get rid of that.
It's like, okay, it's Joe Flacco, it's Kenny Pickett, it's Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel. I don't know how much I can really... How frothed up can I get if they end up being a 3-14 team like I think they're going to be?
If you're still pushing all in with a pair of threes, are you really pushing all in? And that's the hard part. That's why we've wondered for months now if we have to look at Stefanski just a little bit different for this season. Because if you don't have the players, but I think the idea that you have four quarterbacks makes this all so interesting. Because I think for many people around the NFL, you'd say out of the four, it's darts at a dartboard. Like you got to be able to find, you're getting more quarterbacks than most head coaches and get an entire tenureship to try to figure it out. Well, you got four, go figure one of them out.
So it's interesting you say this because I was just thinking about this. I'm like trying to give Kevin credit if he doesn't run Camp Cupcake, meaning if he just introduces more competition in practice.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, there's data injury wise all over the place in a multitude of ways. So there's not necessarily one way to do it, but like, I've always been really, really fascinated by NFL coaches who are just furious that they don't have as much time as they used to in practice. And I'm like, okay, then run two fields of practice.
Yeah, which is what they did in the mandatory mini camp and OTS.
So it's going to be interesting if the thing that ends up helping Kevin succeed this year, which is a more if it was just set up by the fact that you have four darts at a dartboard and nobody knows who the hell should start or what will be success. It'd be funny if he just kind of, I don't say lucked into it, but if he just kind of tripped into a better way to run camp.
I mean, there's a part of me that I do wonder, and it's an awful plan to have, but if that is part of their plan. Like, just give us as many opportunities to try to get it right, and it will take what is normally three seasons worth of quarterbacks. We'll jam it into one season, and if one takes off, then awesome.
WKRK-FM and HD1 Cleveland Heights in Odyssey Sports Station. 92.3 The Fan. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, guys, we are waiting on Kevin Stefanski to step up in Berea there. As soon as Coach is talking, we're going to throw it right down there. A little bit of an inexact science moment going on, but I do think as part of this, just as a quick reminder, I asked Ashley, the other thing I asked her was like, okay, these four quarterbacks, 5.5 win total, mm-hmm. 3 wins last year, should we be grading Kevin on a curve? And the answer, I think, is an obvious yes. That's just incredibly easy to say on the heels of training camp and really not that easy to do if you actually get into a 3-4-5 win season.
Well, and the problem is that if you get into a 3-4-5 win season, you could talk about the offensive line injuries, you could talk about this, you could talk about that, all these actual real excuses, but you won't be able to hide from the fact that he will have done some things poorly.
Yeah.
He will have not recognized that. It's not easy. I can't overstate how it's not easy or designed to have you be a 3 or 4 win team.
Well, what's interesting, so it's, we're so normalized to 3-14 that I think Kevin got so much of a pass last year. And I understand why there was a lot of variables there. That I was just, there was a point where I was like John Travolta in Pulp Fiction, where I was like looking in every direction, like we're just gonna glaze over this. We're just not going to address how hard it is when you're a veteran team trying to win. Because this is another place where that absolutely has some sort of impact on how we should view the season. They were trying to win from jump last year. Yeah. Even if they had the abyss tattooed to their leg, weighing them down in the Deshaun situation, even if that, they tried to win.
And they legitimately thought they had Super Bowl expectations, too, is the other part.
And post Deshaun's injury, they were still trying to win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.